welcome to the Ask Sue show on a Sunday night. I know that's a bit different than usually. Yes, I'm due to have a Sunday night off. You know, the one night of the week where I say, right, it's time to chill. Nope, because other things have to come first, as you all know. And tonight we are going to be doing a show about the truth of Bloomfield Health Department. My head had gone then. Trying to do three things at once doesn't help. Now, obviously, as you all know, we did the two sides of every story with regard to the Memphis. And Memphis, as far as I'm concerned, is still not back with Jeff Coltenbach, which very much much annoys me. I have had various different inboxes of people saying, have I heard anything? No, I haven't. The day that the Mr. Fitzpatrick came onto the show, he promised me a picture of Memphis, of which I am still waiting. And Jeff Coltenbach and Diana, obviously, are still waiting for Memphis as well. But tonight, it's not just about the fact of Memphis. There is more that is deeper to this story than meets the eye. We started following the story of Memphis, a page which is called The Truth About Bloomfield Health Department. And we started this page on Facebook, myself and Hillary. And I am very happy to say I've got Hillary and Pat both on tonight. So I'm going to bring both of them on at the same time. So they'll fall over speaking first. Hi, Pat and Hillary. How are you both doing?
Hi.
Hey,
Sue,
how are you doing?
So, Hillary, do you want to start?
Well, I've kind of been out of the loop for the past couple of months because I didn't have a computer. So I'm catching up with things. And what I'm learning is very discouraging and unfair, and it's just par for the course with the Bloomfield Health Department, NDNN, which is the neighbor-to-neighbor network, which deals mostly with visiting homebound people, senior citizens, and things like that. They have members on there that are on the fundraising committee of the Bloomfield Animal Shelter who have caused a lot of havoc during the Memphis situation, and just overall at the shelter.
No, since
they're not qualified in any capacity to control an animal shelter, yet that is their new crusade. They cannot.
It amazes me because obviously this has been going on for some time now. You know, obviously we started the page up after we did the Memphis show. Has anything actually changed at all for the better for the Bloomfield Health Department?
No, I mean,
not really.
Yeah, it's the same old, same old. There's the Facebook photo albums that I went through this morning have not been updated in 6 months. I have all of them right here, and I'll tell you, excuse me, the Dogs for Adoption album, the Cats for Adoption, Bunnies for Adoption, Kittens for Adoption, the Adopted folder, which contains the adopted dogs. Pet Finder is not, I don't know if it's current on the adopted animals, but at one point there were 17 dogs down there. Now there's 9 on the available list on Pet Finder. I don't see the ones, if they were moved to Happy Tails, they're hidden or they're not in chronological order because the Facebook doesn't seem to be a big deal to the manager of that shelter, yet it is one of, you know, social media plays such a huge part in everything these days. And when people want to go more quickly, that is only related to the Bloomfield Animal Shelter instead of having to go through all the selections on PetFinder. They were in the past, when we were running the page, going to Facebook. And all the happy tales were posted there, the adoptions and things. All this Facebook page now is used for is to kind of put up a facade. And, you know, it's very similar to the agreement that everybody was made to sign if they wanted to continue volunteering there, where in it said that you will only publicize the shelter in a positive light, no negative actions that are taking place here will be publicized. If so, you will be kicked off the, you know, the committees, the excuse me, the volunteer base, you know, in general. It's deceitful. It is deceitful, and it is disgusting.
Well, let me interrupt. In the December Board of Health meeting, we asked how many animals were at the animal shelter, and what we discovered was that two-thirds of them were not posted on PetFinder. PetFinder has a 30% lift in, in adoptions.
Now, what, I mean, to be fair, all of us are in it for the same thing here, and it's about getting the dogs and the animals, the cats, whatever.
No. I hate to interrupt, Sue, but not all of us are in it for the same thing. What happens is NTNN appears to be in it for the money. They appear to be in it for fundraising. They don't appear to be in it to get the animals adopted.
So how long, okay then, if they're not actually adopting these dogs, how long do they actually have them there? Have they got a no-kill thing, or is it literally they have so long and then that's it?
We don't know. And there are at least 54 cats there. There are cats there who have been there over a year who are not being publicized, are not being taken to, you know, we've got Petco that lets people bring cats and have an adoption. And I know that Paws in Montclair brings cats to Petco in Verona, and they get at least 2 to 3 cats adopted every time they bring them.
Right.
So, no.
Constantly they go.
Oh, they're there every week.
Yeah, it's the people that Pat referenced. They don't want to put the time and effort into this. And the point I really want to make, too, is none of those people on the fundraising committee, all right, not none of them, but the majority of them were ever down at the shelter to exercise the dogs, to see what was going on. The majority of them are cat people, and this is no offense to the cat people, but this is just the reality. One of them was a dog walker. The other person who used to also be on the media committee, I don't know what's going on with her. She stayed in contact with all of this on the side of the shelter, was a dog walker, but she had a lot of difficulty handling the dogs and had, you know, the trainer come down when he was still part of the, you know, the group to show her how to properly walk the dogs. Otherwise, she was just having a nightmare of a time trying to even handle them.
Well,
so
let me comment.
Huh?
I have 2 dogs and 3 cats. I am both a dog person and a cat person, and it really upsets
me. Anywhere near on a daily basis, like the core volunteer group, where they were not there to care for the animals. Their sole purpose was to raise funds. They never came into the shelter to walk the dogs except for one person on the fundraising committee.
Well, that's true.
And that's my point. Yet these are the people that want to take control of the shelter. They are completely unqualified. I don't understand why the township continues to think it's okay to constantly waste people's valuable time and energy with these ridiculous things they do. It's absolutely ludicrous. There's no logic to it. They make it so complicated, and at the realm is Karen Lurie. And they're still allowing her to be a big part of this. It is a waste of our time. It is disrespectful to the public. They need to do their job. They need to do their jobs and stop wasting our time and stop wasting Bloomfield's money.
Well, I would actually...
qualified manager in there who is also an ACO who meets the civil service requirements to run the shelter and stop all of this idiotic behavior that they've been doing it for years. It's time. It's got to be done. It's time for this to stop. I don't need to constantly get re-involved with this. I don't even live in Bloomfield anymore. But I am not going to stand idly by and watch these phony, greedy, power-hungry people try to take over that animal shelter when they are the furthest thing from being qualified. They might as well close the shelter.
Yeah.
When the fundraising chairperson said that she would like to see one of the pit bulls who was named Peanut run onto the parkway and get killed by a car, she should have been kicked off the volunteer committee right then and there.
She said,
"Well, you can see that we all have high feelings on this, as do I.
Absolutely. Yeah, but
the fact is that the Neighbor to Neighbor Network has been using Bloomfield resources without the approval of the town council or the people of Bloomfield. They've been using Bloomfield personnel. They've been using Bloomfield to for their meeting stuff. They even have a Bloomfield email address. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, at one point, somebody asked, how do they get into this favored position? You know, it's they're using Bloomfield volunteers. They're using Bloomfield health department people. They're using Bloomfield for email, for printing, for all sorts of stuff. I'm a Bloomfield resident. I never saw anything where they were allowed to do this. No other 501c3 has this kind of power, and it's all because of Karen Lurie.
Exactly.
See, I must admit, if we'd have had a bit more time, I would have actually invited Karen Lurie on the show, and I will be doing this, because some explaining needs to be done, and it's so hard. I mean, I'm sat in the UK, and as you both know, I like to do two sides of every story. I would love to hear her opinions on this, and also what she intends to do if there is going to be an overrun of whatever you just said, 50-odd cats and all this, and they've been in there so long, and why aren't they putting these cats and dogs up on the Pet Finder and up on Facebook? Surely the more pictures are out there, the more chance they've got.
Well, it's also the adoption things where they're not taking cats to Petco. They're not showing them to the community.
They're not taking the
dogs.
It's a farce. It's just a farce. The main priority of that animal shelter should be to care for the animals properly and get them adopted. I don't care how many videos Kathleen Georgevich posts on that farce of a Facebook page about, look at what it used to look like and what it looks like now. I don't care if there's multiple floors installed in that animal shelter. I want those animals adopted. That is the only reason that shelter should be there.
There are now approximately 54 cats. And I think it's 15 dogs, not all of them posted on Pet Finder, not all of them shown to the public.
There's 8 dogs on Pet Finder right now.
How many? 8?
8.
And how many did you just say, Pat, that was in there?
Probably about 15. At the December Town Council, at the December Board of Health meeting, Ms. Lurie said there were 15 at the shelter. And 54 cats. And at that point, I think there were 26 cats posted and 7 dogs posted.
That's ludicrous by anybody's means. Never mind the other stuff that we're going to be talking about, but just that alone is ridiculous. And obviously, Karen's commenting in the chat room, she's put some cats have been there almost 2 years.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That's just crazy.
And yet, MTNN continues to run kitten fest type of stuff, as opposed to attempting to get the cats who have been there for a long time adopted. I mean, I initially volunteered in June of 2011 because I had heard that animals were not being put on Pet Finder. Mr. Fitzpatrick, I've forgotten his title. I'm a little rattled here. But told me about going to the shelter and having 2 cats euthanized when they actually, the volunteer committee actually had places for them to go. One cat, I don't remember which, you know, it was Sasha and Evander. One of them had diabetes and the other was considered old at 8 years old. And he had them both killed.
This is the type of mindset. This is why there's so many problems down there. They don't care. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. Mike Fitzpatrick told me face to face, right to my face, that when he was a young boy, his dog was kept outside every single day of the year. If he wants to call and correct me on that, he is welcome to. However, that is what he said to me. If he wants to turn around and say he didn't say that, that will be par for the course as well. I will never forget him saying that to me, because this is the man that was in charge of the animal shelter.
Well, he also told me how he went down to the animal shelter on a Saturday morning when he knew no volunteers would be there at that point to walk the dogs, and he had these two cats killed. Meanwhile, the volunteers tell me that they had places for both cats to go, and there was an agreement with them and Mike Fitzpatrick that when he was, you know, when it was their time, that he would tell the volunteers, and they would have the cats taken out of the shelter. They had sanctuary for them to go to.
Oh my goodness me!
The thing
can I just ask you something? I like to think that we need to go further than this, because obviously we've been talking about this Bloomfield Health Center, Health Shelter, sorry, for quite some time, and I'm getting a bit sick of hearing about it. What do you two actually, I mean, you're in the U.S., I'm obviously in the U.S., I don't know, who is above these people that we need to start obviously emailing and we need to start asking some questions to?
Well, I've been going to town council meetings on a regular basis every week, where I talk about the unethical practices, and I'll tell you right now, I have a really hard time separating the Board of Health from the Health Department from NTNN. NTNN is insidious; it is everywhere. I've been talking about the unethical practices, and the town council refuses to do anything about it, and it's the town council that appoints the Board of Health, who is in control of the Health Department.
I don't even hold any weight to them anymore, because they don't keep their word either. There is people above these people. They are not the end-all, be-all. That's where we need to go. I know some people have contacted, like, the State Regulatory Commission and things like that. We have to make a bigger deal out of it, I guess. But, you know, it's the same people doing this all the time. Pat... a lot of the people that, I don't want to mention their names on the air because they might not want me to, but it's the same handful of people that go to these meetings and speak. Does the town care or not? You know, it's happening in Bloomfield. I live over an hour away. The town needs to step up and do something and get involved. I mean...
Well, there are people who have filed with the Essex County prosecutors, people who have filed with the local finance board, people who have filed with the attorney general.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to make a difference. I mean, I would like to see there's a town council meeting on Monday the 28th where the animal shelter is coming up.
Tomorrow.
There's a Board of Health meeting on the tomorrow. There's a Board of Health meeting on the 31st. I would like to see as many people there as possible. We as taxpayers need to complain as much as possible. We need to bring this to the public.
Yeah.
It needs to be brought, because if people don't go and speak like you're requesting, which is the thing to do, it's just going to continue to happen. Now, I mean, are people that passive-aggressive? Are people in this society today so passive that they say, oh, that's terrible, and then turn the other cheek and go back to whatever stupid TV show they were watching or whatever stupid Facebook game they're playing and don't really do anything to help someone else, to help these animals? They have no voice. If they're going to stand by and allow these dogs and cats to be euthanized for no good reason, especially when there's places for them to go. We have always been able to find a place for an animal that has out of time to go. It's only when NTNN gets involved, and they are the fundraising committee, that these dogs and cats start disappearing. Now, enough is enough already, people. We have to do something. You have to open your mouth. You have to show up. You have to be there.
Well, a lot of what's happened, I mean, we had Jeff Colton back calling for people to come, and the Board of Health has effectively, and NTNN has effectively gagged him. I mean, people
were
behind Jeff.
Jeff's not the only one with a mouth. We all have mouths. And somebody needs to get pissed off about this. And if it's got to be me, then that's fine. because enough is enough already. I'm tired of having my time wasted. I think that the township needs to be held accountable for their lack of managerial skills in even supervising their own subordinates. They turned the other cheek, they stuck their head in the sand, they didn't want to be bothered with it. These are lives. These are living, breathing beings.
Well,
if they care
I'm
so much
here.
About senior citizens and the homebound and the homeless, that's wonderful. That doesn't make an animal any less important than any human being.
Well, we're
they
not
all
sure
need
that
to be paid attention to. If you take an animal shelter under your township, then you better damn well take care of it. And you better run it properly. And you better do it ethically. And you better not continue to break civil service laws like you have for the past 10 years. It's enough is enough. I mean, when is enough enough?
We're not sure that NTNN does such a great job with seniors, et cetera.
Right,
I'm giving them
the benefit of the doubt, which, you know, for whatever that's worth.
Well, I mean, I'm sitting here looking at a list of unethical practices that I gave to the town council and the new township administrator on December 3rd. And there's a list of 13 things. And quite frankly, I have more now. And the town has refused to take a look at them. The last town council meeting, I asked what was happening. And the mayor told the township administrator that he didn't have to respond to me. Meanwhile, the township administrator was saying, well, in light of what's going on, where you're thinking of giving NTNN the animal, you know, a contract for animal shelter services, one would think that they'd be looking at these unethical practices. The first one listed is that animal abuse has been reported and nothing has been done about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I find that to be incredible. You know, aside from the fact of violations of the Open Public Meetings Act and then the use of Bloomfield resources for NTNN, even though, you know, I mean, we're supporting them without even being asked, without town council being asked. You know, NTNN actually has a Bloomfield email address.
The whole town is corrupt, and I really don't care who hears me say that because it is. I used to live in Bloomfield. And I see more and more that nothing has changed. I don't know where
well,
these people
I mean,
get
one of the things that I've cited
that they don't
deserve. One of the things that I've cited is the photocopying of driver's licenses and then storing them in files. I mean, I just had my identity stolen. NTNN does not bond their volunteers. And
right.
Yet, driver's licenses are in the animal shelter files. Absolutely amazing. I don't, you know, if this isn't illegal, I don't know what is.
Hmm.
So much of what they do is illegal. I don't understand how we can ever get anybody to care about us with the town as corrupt as it is. When the governor steps in to get two officers who had complaints filed against them dismissed, we have a problem here. We have a problem here. Our own governor is helping them.
As is our town mayor.
The mayor, the town is helping, the governor is helping Bloomfield get away with this. Screw the mayor. Screw that whole board. What the hell have they done? What have they done? They put a gag order on Jeff only because they didn't want him to continue to put out there the correct information about what's really going on down there. They promised him a dog that he might never see again. Screw the mayor and screw the whole township. Because I don't understand how anybody could even put any weight onto their words anymore. They are corrupt.
My point is, we
have a governor of our entire state who helps them get away with things. We have a big problem. We have a much bigger problem than just a corrupt township.
Well, NTNN has admitted that their donations are down. So people are listening to this. They may not be coming to town council meetings and putting their body on the line, but they're no longer donating.
But who is going? Yeah, but that sucks for the animals. But they're misappropriating the funds anyway, so it's actually a good thing. I have their tax return from last year, which I will be posting. And just let me say now that over $4,000, according to them, was allocated for spay and neuters. That would be about 400 animals. So I don't know whose animals they think they're spay and neutering, but they did not spay and neuter 400 animals. I also want to know how they're going to justify over $5,000 in office expenses when they're using the township's office. Did they go out and buy a network of computers? What did they do? Where did that money go? And Karen Lurie signed off on it. What a surprise on the entire tax return. So it's her neck.
The thing is, you know, I'm not saying all of this. We've already spoken. We obviously it's become already come to our attention of so much things is wrong. But my thing is, with the Ask Sue show, we've got loads of people that follow the Ask Sue show, and I only have to put things on the Ask Sue show group, bring things to business, and people will support me on things that I'm trying to back. The thing is, we need to put together some sort of agenda to say, right, we need to get a petition going or something, or we need to get emails sent to somewhere, or we need to get letters sent to somewhere, but we need something. We can shout for the next 2 hours about they're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing the other. But
no,
thing
this
is
new
we
information,
need to start-
first of all, a lot of it. NTNN taking over the animal controller is also a new topic. These people have been emailing. They've been calling the news stations. They work their asses off to try to get something done about this. No one's listening.
But in that case, I can do my bit. Even though I'm in the UK, I can still do my bit, okay? But like other people that may be in the UK and other people that may not be in New Jersey might not know the whole story, okay? We still need to know somewhere where we can ring or where we can email.
Well, we'll post all the emails on the township page again. I mean, on the truth page.
I mean, I would certainly like to see people emailing the Attorney General, the New Jersey Attorney General's office.
Go over Bloomfield's head already. Because
yeah, we have contacted the town council. I have gone to every town council meeting in the last several months, and I have handed stuff to them. I have talked about the unethicalness. I have talked about, you know, the Bloomfield Board of Health requiring that driver's licenses be handed in and copied when people go to visit the shelter. I mean, it's totally frustrating. Nobody in Bloomfield is listening.
And now they're going through the adoption paperwork, which is supposed to be confidential, and calling previous adopters to support them to take control of the people.
I have a whole email thread where the head fundraiser is emailing adopters and saying, you know, here, sign this petition. And then I have somebody saying, wait a minute, you know, I don't know who you are.
Exactly. This is how unbalanced
people
are. And these are the people that are trying to gain control of the animal shelter. NTNN, which is in large part the entire fundraising committee for the animal shelter, just to clarify that for everyone.
The other thing that I have is people commenting saying that, you know, NTNN is kind of a closed club. And that one of the board members applied and was given support in having her dog have an eye operation. And yet there was a blind kitten at the animal shelter that somebody grabbed because it was going to be euthanized, and NTNN refused to give them, you know, medical support. These folks are claiming that they have paid for all medical bills for the Bloomfield Animal Shelter, which is not true. We have check registers from Bloomfield that show that Bloomfield pays for quite a bit of animal medical, and that it's not NTNN.
And let's also make it known that the fundraising committee has paid for other rescues' dogs to be cared for. They have given money to members of the fundraising committee or previous members of the fundraising committee who were involved with rescue, who would bring sick animals to Bloomfield events. And the fundraising committee for Bloomfield would give that person and those people monies to get those animals cared for.
It's a club.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, their mission statement talks about the Bloomfield Animal Shelter, but in reality, that's not what it is. I mean, I find it terribly distressing. And quite frankly, I didn't set out to get involved in all of this, but once I was, I couldn't let it go.
I know. I tried to step away from it because, you know, it's physically exhausting, and I can imagine what the people who are actually going to I live so far right now. I really don't have the funds to keep driving down there. It's very expensive for me. And I can only imagine what the people who are going to the meetings and... Sorry.
Are those
who
your
are going
time,
to the
Hillary?
Meetings and, you know, spending so much time reaching out to officials and government agencies and the town, and they also have full-time jobs. I think it is despicable, like I said earlier, that they have the nerve to waste our time like this because they stuck their heads in the sand for so long and didn't pay attention to it. Now it's all a nightmare, and we're the ones paying the price for it, and so are the animals. They should be ashamed of themselves, and they're not only not ashamed of themselves, they're completely unaccountable.
Well, they've said many a time that the Board of Health is autonomous, and therefore NTNN is autonomous, and nobody can do anything. I mean, you know, I just looked at the official Bloomfield Animal Shelter website, and there are at least two videos from NTNN on there, which say at the tail end, don't send animal services out for bid. NTNN, you know, has done all of this stuff, which isn't true.
Services out for bid.
Oh, well, they're asking that Bloomfield not produce an RFP,
which is
a
request
for proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh yeah, yep. You know, I have been to every town council meeting for the last 2 months asking that they at very least quantify what Bloomfield wants from its animal shelter and send it out for bid. Anything over $17,500 is supposed to be sent out for bid. And yet there is NTNN on the official Bloomfield Animal Shelter Facebook site with videos saying, please, Bloomfield, don't send this out to bid. I can't figure out what's NTNN doing on the official Bloomfield Animal website.
They think they're employees, and they've been given that opportunity. Running
well,
that animal shelter is a privilege, and they certainly do not deserve it. They are
well,
not
of them, some of them are indeed employees, and some of them appear to be doing NTNN business on Bloomfield time.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Friends of mine received both emails and calls from Jane at the animal shelter. Now,
who told
Jane is a help.
She would show them the dogs, but they only had 5 minutes. Now, how can you look at all those dogs in 5 minutes? How are you promoting these animals? How can you stand there and say that you care about these animals? How can you even dare to blame the ex-volunteers for these animals not getting adopted? All of the pictures on Petfinder and that Facebook album are from when we were all still volunteering. So I don't know where they get off, you know, making these horrendous decisions, putting out these terrible lies. It's almost, you know, unfathomable.
Yeah, well, certainly distressing.
That our own governor is in on it.
Exactly. How long has this actually been going on for? Where did it all go wrong? Because obviously this shelter must have been going on for a while, I'm guessing. So when did it all start? How long has this been going on for?
I'm not a long-term volunteer.
The animal control officers used to run the shelter. And at that time, it was a wonderful place to go. When the township got a bug up their butts about the ACOs disagreeing with them and started firing them, then they started bringing in one unqualified manager after another. I actually liked the second manager, but she only stuck it out for 3 months. The first manager stole the computer from the township. Computer, took it home, thought he was going to get away with it. He was sneaking dogs out at night. No one knows where they were going. You know, a lot of stuff was going on. And now the current manager, who is definitely not qualified, and the only reason that was brought to light was because of all of our big mouths, got her title downgraded. But so what? She still shouldn't be there.
Well, I volunteered in June of 2011. And quite frankly, I volunteered because people told me that dogs and cats had not been posted on Pet Finder in many, many months. And what happened after I volunteered, and I specifically told them I was volunteering for Pet Finder, was that the shelter manager accused me of taking the password. I mean, Jesus, it took me another 2 months before I could post anything on Pet Finder. And then they removed my privileges.
Well, when I was chairing the media committee, there was three of us doing that, and I spent more time on Pet Finder than I did at my regular job. I spent more time working on the animal shelter than I did at my full-time job. It was more work than my full-time job was. The animals, we were on top of it. So I'm not sure when that happened to you, but it wasn't when we were running the Petfinder page.
No. It was after that. The shelter manager had already taken over Petfinder, and he had not posted a single animal in over 4 months.
Talking about Rommel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
We took over after that. Yeah, that's the person that stole the computer and did quite a few other things. He was pretty much forced to resign. I think they were going to fire him. He was going to be brought up on criminal charges. But that also was only brought to light because the volunteers opened their mouths. That's why the volunteers aren't there anymore. Not the real volunteers.
I mean,
fundraising committee.
For me, it started when I think the downturn started when animal abuse was reported. And the volunteers who reported animal abuse were told that it was character assassination. Meanwhile, dogs were being picked up by their collars and dragged across the room and tossed into kennels.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, I mean, you don't end up with a dog that's adoptable when you treat it that way.
Let's say that the dogs were being handled this way or mishandled this way by a convicted felon. Now, listen, I have friends that are felons, so I'm not dissing the felons. But this person came to this country and instead of attempting to even get a normal job, decided to sell crystal meth, manufacture it and sell it. Went to prison for how many years? Three, four?
I think it was three.
By Rommel, the manager that stole the computer. This person cannot speak English fluently. He cannot answer the phone. What's going to happen when, God forbid, there's an emergency? How is he going to handle that? He was
hired as a vet tech,
and he is not certified in this country to be a vet tech. He has forged the vet's name, the actual vet's name, on rabies certificates. All of this has been witnessed. He has thrown things at the cats and knocked the wind out of them. In addition to the mishandling of the dogs, these are the type of things that we have been putting up with at that animal shelter for at least the past 5 years since I've been involved. More other people have been involved longer. It hasn't changed in 5 years. What do we do?
Well, the other thing is he got his job at the animal shelter under an alias.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
And we've shown it to the health department, and they don't care.
They hired him. Did he take the civil service? Because if he can't speak English, how did he take the civil service test? Because as far as I know, that test is in English. These are all things. crimes that really are so blatantly fraudulent that in any other township, I can't see that anybody getting away with this.
Can I suggest something, Ryan? Nowadays, mm-hmm. people have not got the time, or can I say, and this, I do not speak for everybody before I get shot down for this, but some people are too busy to write emails, write letters, or come to meetings, or whatever. And I'm not knocking them, you know, people have got busy lives. Some people are further away. Is it worth us putting together a petition that we can get people to sign, that we can literally share all over Facebook? And we can
we've already got a petition with 48,000 names on it.
So how can I
say that again? Sorry.
Where's that?
We've already got a petition with 48,000 names on it.
What's
it doesn't
petition?
Seem to make a difference.
Yeah, but has that been handed in yet?
What is the petition for?
Yeah, but
I haven't seen it. That's why I'm asking.
That was a petition for Memphis.
We have other problems too that need to be addressed though. So that is a good idea, Sue.
Okay, well, let's just go back then for a minute. You've got a petition with 48,000 names on it, but what was it actually asking for on that petition?
I'd have to go back to the petition, and I think it was to free Memphis.
Yeah, it does.
But 48,000 names about Free Memphis is not about the
handling
the
that
things
personally
that are
with
now.
Township.
But,
that you know that song's been sung. Do we want the animal shelter to be taken over by neighbor to neighbor network who has no animals?
No, we do not.
Okay, so do we want the person who is abusing the animals fired? Yes. There's a lot of things that need to be taken care of at that animal shelter. And, yes, petitions are a dime a dozen these days, but, you know, 50,000 signatures is nothing to sneeze at. I think it needs to be put out there in hard copy.
I mean, I think that part of our problem is the fact that our mayor helped to start the neighbor-to-neighbor network.
Well, in that case, I'll ring him. And I'll ask him to come on the show and explain all about it, because at the end of the day, people need. I would like to know how you can say it's a neighbor-to-neighbor network when it's not actually networking, is it? Let's take the network net part of it. It's not working.
Well, the other thing is they're
so
housed in the Bloomfield Health Department. They're using Bloomfield resources. The town council did not give them permission, neither did the residents of the town.
Exactly.
The health department.
Can I just say, I'm just looking on the Bloomfield Animal Shelter, and okay, let me just say, I'm sitting out of the situation here because I'm in the UK, so I don't live there, but I can just say I'm pretty disgusted by the fact that you're saying that they've got 54 cats. And they've got numerous dogs and blah, blah, blah. They've got 29th of December 2012 with his sincere thanks to the foreign generous supporters who have sent most needed supplies, food to our shelter. That's one post. We've got another one that is a video which was 21 hours ago. So that's between the 29th of December and 21 hours ago. There has only been one link, which was about the Pet Professional Guild reality dog training, and that was on the 22nd of January. And between the 29th of December and now, there is not a dog, cat, or nothing posted.
Okay.
Now, the last cat that I can actually see that is posted, I can see, is the 6th of December, it's a joke one. And the 4th of December one is Bandit and Bandita, who have been residing at the shelter since September of 2011. We are happy to announce that a local family has adopted the pair, and so far they are adjusting nicely to their new home.
Here's the dates for the time. Okay, this is all the photo albums relating to the animals at the shelter, not the rest of that stuff they're posting, which is, look how wonderful we are. We had a free rabies clinic. Well, the town does that every year, and they have been for decades, so...
Actually, twice a year, yes.
Okay, good. The dogs available for adoption, this is as of this morning, has not been updated in 5 months.
That's disgusting.
Cats available for adoption has not been updated in 4 months. Bunnies have not been updated in 6 months. Kittens have not been updated in 4 months.
And we know for a fact.
The adopted folder that the media committee created, the album, not been updated in 4 months. The new one that they created has not been updated in 6 months.
The thrust is not animal adoption. The thrust is money. The fundraising committee collects money. They claim that they pay for animal medical expenses, and yet when we've Oprah'd, that's open public records, when we've Oprah'd the township check registers, we find that they're not paying for it.
No, they're not. And that's why we're posting the tax return. They did not spay and neuter 400 animals. They did not. Are they
okay.
A mobile unit like Newark has? Where did all these animals? That's just, they never thought anybody was going to see this.
Well,
and
personally.
That's the other thing, everybody. If NTNN is allowed to take control of an animal shelter because they are a 501c3, which is a nonprofit organization, they are not susceptible to Oprah requests, which is when anybody from the public can request any public record at any time.
They don't have to show us anything. They
have to show their records. This is very dangerous.
I just, there's too many things here. I think we're going to have another show, right? And I think I do need to do some phoning myself, and I need to start asking for some questions myself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak to these people. If you guys can get me the numbers, I will ring up the mayor and I will ring up Karen Laurie and all these, and I will ask them to literally go ahead and call me, and I want them on the show.
That would be beautiful.
Right? If they decline, either I will have recorded their declining phone call, or I will get them to email me if they can or they can't, and I will put that link up on here. And then after that, if I do not get what I want as far as replies back, then I will take it a step further, because I think this is disgusting. The fact that they are not advertising their animals. I mean, don't get me wrong. People in the chat room will agree with me that we have had so many problems with Facebook blocking people and on us not sharing. But come on, to not even have it on their wall, to not even share it. Facebook is absolutely fantastic for putting it on one page. Even if you don't share or whatever, local people can go onto that page and they can see what is local and available.
Yeah, and Kathleen Georgevich, who works part-time, by the way, what is it, 28 hours a week? Has plenty of time.
I think that's what she's contracted for, yeah.
To Facebook. We all did it when we had full-time jobs. The fundraising committee, half of them don't even work. So what excuse do they have? If they care so much about the animals, why aren't they running Petfinder? Why aren't they posting the animals on Facebook? Why aren't they taking them to adoption events?
There, as far as I know, the only adoption events that they've held are like Kitten Fest.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got really no problems getting kittens adopted. What we have problems are getting older cats adopted.
I was just about to say to you, there was no point having a kitten or a puppy fest, because if I had a box of puppies on the street, I could sell them.
Absolutely.
Do you mean it isn't hard, is it, to actually be able to get puppies? And I mean, let's face it, we all go a massive R to a pup. And I'm sure I'm right in saying if we put puppies on any pages on Facebook, they would go without a shadow of a doubt in no time. It's the older ones, like you say, the senior dogs. That's why we set up a senior event and everything on Facebook, just to make people aware that, you know, these older dogs are just as wonderful and wise as the young pups that we get. Actually,
yeah, you don't have
wiser than the young pups.
you don't have to train them either. They're trained.
Exactly. Exactly.
They have no rescue resources. They wouldn't know what to do. The first thing about rescue, they don't know the first thing about rescue. I mean, it's despicable.
Let me mention something. I went to the shelter back in August, and they actually called the police on me. But that's besides the point.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I have a police report. It says that I went to harass them, and quite frankly, it says that I took my husband with me, and my husband had his leg amputated in April, and at that point, he didn't have a leg. He refers to it as he didn't have a leg to stand on, but he was in a wheelchair.
You know what? Can I just say, Pat, I'm sorry, but was going to say that to you, but I thought that's just too offensive, so I'm glad you said that.
No. We try to maintain a sense of humor about it. Otherwise, what can you do? But
that's disgusting.
In any case,
I'm not being funny.
The shelter manager, a.k.a., I think she's the animal attendant supervisor, came out at one point, and I told her that I was there to talk about fostering. And she told me that the shelter does not need any fosters. Now, we all know that you take an animal out of the shelter, you bring it into the home, it becomes much more adoptable. You know, it's not in pain anymore, it's not confined anymore, it's in a home environment. So they've shut down the fostering program.
Oh, no, what happened?
I was shocked.
Yeah,
go ahead,
don't
I'm
get
sorry.
The exercise that they need.
Good.
Well,
it's not just that. They don't get the love. They don't get the attention. You know, it's the difference between being in prison and being in a home.
Yeah, same thing with the cats. They're in those cages all day. Oh, excuse me, the cats have a cat room now. Where are the dogs going? Who's walking the dogs?
Well, we don't know that all of the cats are loose in the cat room.
Oh, no, they're probably not. But where's the dog run that was supposed to be built? Oh, they were supposed to meet and greet with the dogs and let the dogs interact with each other. Every single professional that they have called in has told them that these animals need socializing. They don't listen. They don't listen to anybody who knows more than they do, which is pretty much everybody.
Well, there was a very, very strong dog walking program where people came at least 5 days a week. I mean, there were folks there all the time walking dogs.
Yep.
And there isn't any more.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but I...
They're open.
Find
I honestly don't know why they're even
great.
Open anymore. I just...
Hillary, I've got to say, and Karen did say this in the chat room, I wouldn't like to see any animal shelter shut down. We have got such a massive problem that if
would
this
you
is
rather
the case,
see the animals
we don't need
punished?
To shut it down. We
that's
need to replace
happening.
What's
they're just
there.
Being punished. They're being punished.
Yeah, but we don't. Yeah, but the thing is, if you've got people power, right, and we can get people behind you guys, and we can start making a difference. It's all right saying, right, these are doing wrong, these are doing this, these are doing that. Okay, then, let's do a replacement. Who is it that we can actually walk to and say, right, could you please take over the shelter if we can actually make some differences?
Well, we need a request for proposal put out by the town council. And then rescue groups, et cetera, will be able to bid on it.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying to you. You know, we don't want to be shutting, but we need
listen,
to...
Listen, I said that conversation as an example of the opposite of what they are doing.
Yes.
Because at one point, the manager had only had the shelter open for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. When before
well,
it was open 4 hours a day and on weekends. How the hell were people supposed to get...
They then shut it down to 1 hour a day.
When? Not now.
No, but what you know, when the whole Memphis thing was going on, they claimed that they needed a police person there, and
yeah.
They shut it down to 1 hour a day.
What kind of reality is this? What shelter does this?
Well,
the
it's also that I Oprah'd the police reports and found none. So who was threatening the shelter? Nobody, as far as I can tell.
How about the way you were greeted when you went there? Talk about hostile.
I was greeted. I was told to sign my real name, as though I were signing anything else.
walked in there with a Halloween mask on, pretending to be some. I mean, this is the delusional type of mindset that is the fundraising committee chairperson, because that's who said it to her. This is
well,
who
she also, yeah. She also, you know, we were at a town council meeting, and prior to that, people have been outside protesting that Memphis should be set free. And the same person asked for a police presence to bring her into the town council meeting, and she got it. And then when she got to the top of the stairs, she gave us all the finger, including the kids who were there holding signs.
Good.
I mean, I have never, you know, when I describe this stuff to people, they don't believe me. And,
it is unfathomable. That's what I mean. It just is. It's
yeah.
The time for justice. I mean, and you know, enough is enough. And yes, I'm pissed off, and I really don't care, because everybody needs to be pissed off.
Well, I will be at the town council meeting tomorrow evening, addressing them on the RFP. I will be talking to them about, yet again, about the unethical practices of NTNN. In going over animal shelter files, I have found driver's licenses copied. I found a Medicare card copied. That's a HIPAA offense. That's really big in the United States. You know, they're not supposed to be able to copy and save this stuff. And none of the NTNN volunteers are bonded. So when somebody steals somebody's identity, Bloomfield is responsible.
Yeah. But as unaccountable as they are, you know, they don't have a problem with throwing anybody under the bus either. And like I said on one of the Facebook pages just today, if that foolish shelter manager thinks that her buddies that are the fundraising committee / NTNN are not going to steamroll right over her, if they get control of the animal shelter, she's in for a rude awakening.
Oh, well, there doesn't seem to be any cohesiveness, you know, except for the NTNN fundraising committee, who, you know, runs its own club.
They're bullies. And they have harassed people on the street. The police have been called. So I don't know why they are continued to continually get away with this.
Well, part of it's the mayor.
A big part of it. Well, obviously, I mean, the majority of the part of it. Those are, you know, I mean, I'm sure his intention was good starting NTNN, but it's not what it's supposed to be. The animal shelter is not what it's supposed to be. What kind of track record is he leaving the city with? Because this is his last term. When's he going to do the right thing? When?
How long has he got left?
Oh, well, he's running for re-election this year. And I think he's been, each term has been a three-year term, and I think this is the end of 12 years.
It's ridiculous.
Now, is that because he's okay, or is this because there's nobody else to replace him, or what's the score?
Well, part of it is because, you know, he's got name recognition, and part of it is because people don't realize. You know, the other part, I mean, you know, I volunteer a lot, and I talk to a lot of people in Bloomfield, and I have yet to meet anybody who admits to have voted for him, which goes to say something.
So,
but, you know,
I mean,
in terms of name recognition, he's out there.
But this man is taped on video. It has been publicized on the Bloomfield page of him ranting at almost every single meeting that they've had on someone. I mean, to the point where you really feel like this person is incredibly unstable. How is he running the city? And he's known for it. I just found a whole article the other day about his personality, and it wasn't complimentary.
Well, in the past, he's had a number of other town councilors who he could set off, and he could point at them. I mean, Pat Spahala was a prime example. Her heart was in the right place, but he could set her off, and suddenly she would be ranting and raving, and he would be ranting and raving. He's out there as having attempted to start the neighbor-to-neighbor network, and quite frankly, I think they may do a good job with humans, but obviously they do not do a good job with the animal shelter.
Well, just to go back for a minute, the mayor, I have seen many video clips. I watched quite a few of those sessions where he bites people's heads off and screams at them if they disagree with him.
Oh, me included.
Cutting someone else off isn't really my point. He's known for doing that. He's got a short fuse.
Oh, let him come on the Ask Sue show. I'd be looking forward to that.
As would I. As would I, Sue, because I'd like to ask him a series of questions. I mean, when I asked the new township administrator about the 13 ethics violations that I sent him, including backup, the mayor told him that he didn't have to talk to me. And so he didn't. I mean, so the mayor tells the township administrator that he does not have to report to the people in Bloomfield.
Do you know, this is what sickens me so much, and I'm not just talking about Bloomfield now. I am talking about so many other things as well. The government seemed to forget that, and this is what I need to stipulate to people that are getting fed up about the Bloomfield. 5% are government of our world, 95% are people. If 95% of people stood together, we would actually realize that we have got control of the world, not the governments. It's until everybody stands together and speaks out and starts to work as a team until we can get anything done. And this is not just about Bloomfield. This is about, you know, abuse of dogs. This is about spaying and neutering. This is about everything.
I totally agree with you.
This is the trouble. Everybody wants to, you know, we've got people, and I must say now, I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guests, and I have messaged them all in the chat room. Karen, I know what you're saying. I just want to say to you that there is 5 guests, and I've inboxed them all. I have messaged them and asked them to either sign into Blog Talk Radio or tell me who they are. But one of them has messaged me back to say, right? So I firstly want to say to anybody that is from Bloomfield who's listening into the show, this show is about two sides of every story. So if at the end of the day Bloomfield is having a problem and they need help and they need something or whatever, yeah, by all means, come on the Ask Sue show, right? And at the end of the day, you come and say what you've got to say. I will sit on the garden fence of every single show, and I love to hear two sides of every story because there is two sides. But what I cannot be doing with is all these people are saying, oh, yeah, we should do this, we should do that. There is so many people that that listen, that agree, but then sit back and say, we'll leave them to do it. No,
and
this is not the time to be leaving
afraid.
It to it. If you
you've
care about these dogs, about these cats, about the right doings of things, then you need to either, if you can get to Bloomfield, we need you at that meeting. If you cannot do that, you need to go on the page, The Truth About Bloomfield Animal Department, start again,
gotcha.
Health Department. Go onto that page and have a look at all the links. We are putting the links up there. We're putting the truth up there. If you want to read it, go and look. If you're one of these people that are just going to sit there and do nothing, then there is no point. Because if you want to move forward, but the thing is, we need to start putting either A, petitions together, B, emails, or somebody's got to tell me who is above these people that we can go to above. I don't mind doing my bit, but everybody's got to stand behind me. I cannot do this on my own. We've got Pat
and
we've got Hillary on tonight,
like
who are more than shouting on this radio, but you guys have got to be there to help us out, and we've got to get these links out there. We can do a petition, we can do whatever you want, but you guys have got to help us out to get this. This is not just about these people that are running this wrong. Let's think about these dogs and these cats that are sat in there day in, day out, and they're not even being advertised to get a new home. This is totally, totally wrong. This is against all what us animal advocates are about, and we have got to make a stand today. It's no good tomorrow. It's no good 2 weeks on Wednesday. It's too long already. If you want things to be changed, then it's about working as a team. It's no good sitting there whinging about it. Let's work together as a team and let's see what we can do to help each other to get this move forward, because them dogs being in there stuck and not even being advertised is totally wrong from anybody's book. And this is where we've got to make a change tonight, okay? That's the first hour of the show over. This second half has got to be about people telling me what they can do to help. So whether or not you can send links, share links, email, telephone, whatever, I want to see in the chat room what people can actually do to make a difference now. This is where it makes a difference. If anybody is listening to the show and you're listening in archives, you can by all means email me, asksueshow@gmail.com, okay? asksueshow@gmail.com, okay? So people, please email me or go onto the page and let's work together and make a difference. Sorry, that's my rant. I do apologize. Right, Pebbles, there is info about Karen Law that people are afraid to say. Please, people, send Sue the information. Right, Pebbles, if you know these people have got the information, inbox them right now and tell them to send it to me. AskSueShow@gmail.com. If anybody has got anything on this Karen Law, I want to know about it. I cannot make a difference on this show if I don't have the information, okay? If you don't want to do that, just send it to AskSueShow@gmail.com and I will put it straight onto the Truth page. Your names will not be forwarded on. I only want the truth to go on that page, and if anybody's got anything of proof that they can tell me, I will post it, and I will not be saying these names now, okay? I will not repeat people's names who's forwarded it to me.
Here's a perfect example of us trying to do something. Now, yes, it's not as many people as we would like, and some people have the ability to do more than others. But we have been trying for a long time. You heard Pat say she's got unanswered, emails that have been sent to the Attorney General above Bloomfield's head. She's not the only one. Civil Service has been contacted. We posted everyone's resumes. We posted the job descriptions and showed how they don't match up. We're not getting any help. We're not getting any help.
We have the Board of Health bylaws. No individual may serve in a title requiring a state license or certification without having such a valid license or certification. And yet they don't.
Well, in that case, I need, obviously, I will obviously be speaking to you guys after the show anyway. That goes without saying. But also, can the person who's just been holding onto the phone please call back? I was just about to get you on, but I was just waiting for these two to stop ranting. They're as good at me as it, bless them. No, it's all right. It's fine. The person who's just called in, please call me back in. I was just about to get you on. Please call back into the show. We do need to speak to you. So listen, what we'll do is I will get the obviously Karen's put the links in and the phone numbers of all the different people I need to speak to. I will speak to them this week, and I will be getting another show this week regard to this, and I will invite them all onto the show, because I think it's about time they had their voices on the radio here, and it's time they started answering some questions. Now, if they decline, that's fine by me. They can decline. That's not a problem. That just shows me totally guilty. Do you know what I mean? So if they want to come and have their say, they're more than welcome. I like two sides of every story. And I do want to say that if they are listening into the show, I am quite happy for it to be just me and yourselves. I have got no intention of making it where the show is an argument. The show is literally where I speak to them and I find out the truth and I hear their side of the story. I will
nobody should be afraid to call to agree to speak with you, because it was just you and Mike during that call, and it would be the same concept.
Exactly. Yep. The thing is, I just don't think, I mean, I'm not being funny. If I had you two on with Karen Law on the show, nobody would actually hear anything, because you would be saying your piece, you'd be saying hers, and it would be ridiculous. Right?
Actually, Sue, I would be more than happy to hear her side of the story.
We have to wait until she finishes. She lies about everything. We have heard her side of the story too many times at these meetings. She lies every opportunity. And when you call her out on it, She looks stunned because no one ever does.
Yeah. Do you know what I like about this show, though? I like the fact that it's recorded and nobody can say, I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
That Mike Fitzpatrick said all of that stuff and he couldn't say, he didn't say any of it because at the end of the day, it was recorded.
But he did
say it. But Sue, when he was asked about it at a Board of Health meeting, he said nothing.
He said he didn't
absolutely nothing.
Oh, you should have took your phone in. I would have had a little speak on the mic.
But I think it would have been about 3 in the morning.
I don't care. I would have quite... I'm not being funny. People who know me that see me on Facebook know that I'm up till 3 in the morning because you guys are up at stupid o'clock. But the thing is, you know... I know these shows are getting out there now, and I just think that it's going to make a difference. Do you know what I mean? Different things have made a difference already, right? Do you know what I mean? Low stories. And can I just say, and also let's just have a minute, because Pebbles, thank you. You've just reminded me. I do just want to send our love to Jeff Colton back, because obviously it is his dad's wake tonight. And I'm sure, I'm sure many people are there also. So, let's just send our prayers and our thoughts to Jeff and the family and to Diana and everybody, and hope to hear from you very, very soon. But, you know, let's just be blunt, right? You know, I enjoyed, Jeff stepped back, Dad, that's right, Karen. I enjoyed doing the two sides of every story with Mike Fitzpatrick. Because I'll be honest,
that was a fantastically unbiased interview. I mean,
It was fantastic. Do you know what? People were screaming at me in the chat room, and I just loved it because I knew exactly how I was going
to
do that story.
You are
I started
very good
from
at
the beginning,
and
I started
it's not
it,
like you were
and I
to
let
him
explain
alive.
It all, and we went
another
round
person,
the circle.
You were
but,
wise
but
enough.
But he tripped himself up.
Well,
it's hard to lie. It's hard to remember what you've said. And,
exactly.
And you know, it's easy to lie, but hard to back it up. And
yep.
He didn't.
No, and he contradicted himself, and that's another thing they're good for. You know, I had a good opinion of these people at one time. It didn't last very long, and I'm not going to apologize for it. And I don't, as pissed off as I am right now, I am not an unreasonable person. But I have a pretty good way of seeing through people. And I'm an observer, so I watch people. And you can't disguise who you really are, because at some point, who you really are is what people are going to see. Do you know what I mean? Like Pat is saying, it takes more effort to lie because you have to back it up all the time, remember what you lied about and everything else. It's the same thing when you try to facade your own your true personality, your character. If you don't have character, it's going to be very apparent to the people who are smart enough to recognize that type of thing.
Well,
if you're easily manipulated.
I admit to being judgmental. And quite frankly, when you lie to me once, I never believe you again. Yes.
I mean, I look at when I meet somebody, I have an open mind about who they are. Usually within the first 5 or 10 minutes, unfortunately, for a lot of people, you can see who they are. I give people the benefit of the doubt, though. I did it at the animal shelter. I heard a lot of negative things about Mike Fitzpatrick, Karen, Lori, the entire town when I started volunteering. When I got on the media committee, I had a good relationship with them. They liked what we were doing. When Kathleen Georgevich came, everything fell apart. Everything fell apart. We were the enemy all of a sudden. Hector, stop it.
Now, the thing is then, ladies, obviously we're into the last just over half an hour for the show. Who's actually above these then? Is it the mayor, and who's above the mayor then?
The Essex County prosecutor, the attorney general, the governor.
Okay, because I'm thinking that, let's face it, I don't do anything by halves, And I'm actually thinking then in that case then I need to actually speak to all of these. I don't, the thing is, let's face it, let's be realistic. Canon law isn't going to come on the show, I don't think. Right?
Well,
unless, to be fair, you might be totally surprised.
Said
she's got the cheek of the devil, then she may do. Do you know what I mean? But the thing is, we need to see it, and if she doesn't, I need to get the other people in above them.
Well, we can attempt to give you contact information for those folks.
Do you mean? Because all what you've said tonight, I just think is absolutely disgusting, and everybody needs to start emailing and, you know, calling and everything else. You know, and we need to get somebody that's not known, shall we say, to go to the shelter and actually, let's just say, faking to go and adopt a dog. And let's see what's actually going on down there and see how many dogs are in there. And even if it means a secret camera or whatever else, do you mean?
Well, can I suggest, having had the police called on me for nothing, do not go alone.
Yeah.
And do not let them copy your driver's license.
I thought they put a stop to that.
Yeah,
who knows?
I have never heard of anybody having to give a driving license to get a dog.
This is how unfathomable it is.
Is actually giving a driver's license to go into the shelter.
Listen,
are people
paranoid and delusional if they don't have those traits in their own personality? I mean, the level of delusion, the level of paranoia in these people is so exceedingly above the limit that you can only assume, not even assume, you can only recognize that it's a reflection of their own personalities. Who is afraid of somebody coming into an animal shelter to look at animals?
Exactly.
Somebody
Surely
that doesn't
goodness,
really care about the animals, somebody that is honest and has hurt the animals in the past, whether it's been physically or otherwise, with their lies and their manipulations, that they assume everyone is like that.
Well,
so they're
showing their true colors
when they behave that way. And it's impossible for some of them not to.
We have examples of driver's licenses being required and Medicare cards and third-party health insurance cards being required of people who wanted to adopt animals.
And then they can blame the lack of adoptions on the ex-volunteers. Who wants to go to an animal shelter that runs like that? Not only is it unethical, but who the hell would even want to go there? They're the reason these animals are suffering, and there is no other reason.
Now, the other thing I need to ask you, you were saying earlier about was it $4,000 they'd got for spaying and neutering the dogs. Do they actually spay and neuter all of the dogs that come in?
The dogs and
They're
the
supposed to.
The dogs and the cats. People for Animals is who does the spay and neuters. It's $90. For cats, it's less. So there's no way in hell that they can justify over $4,000 worth of spay and neuters in 1 year, because that would be 400 animals.
Well, if you look back at their NTNN's 2010 990 IRS form, they claim $42,000 worth of spay and neutering.
$42,000. Let's get that up on the Facebook page. Can you send that to me?
Sorry.
Sure.
I was just reading the chat then. $42,000 for what?
Spaying and neutering.
The year before.
This is on their 2010 IRS information. 42. I think it was 42,395.
How is this being justified? What ethical and moral person wouldn't want a copy of that certificate just to back themselves up?
I know that an IRS complaint has been filed. That's for sure.
Oh, my God. I mean,
Sorry, did you say...
Our main... Well, can I just say one thing? Oh, no, I'll shut up. Because I want everybody to know that whoever's listening, if you listen to this radio show later on, because you can rerun it as many times as you want, the Bloomfield meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, NTNN, Neighbor to Neighbor Network, it is on the agenda to be discussed about them taking over the animal shelter. This is high, high, high priority. We need voices there.
Well, and if you don't, want to speak, just come and support us.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we need bodies in the seats.
Yep.
Because
definitely.
This is how we got somewhere with Memphis, even though it still kind of did not turn out the way it should have. They can't
Nobody knows. There's been no proof of life.
We don't know where Memphis is, and I highly doubt he's in South Dakota. I don't even believe that for a second. That's absolutely ridiculous.
The animal shelter shows on their website supposedly a picture of Memphis lounging on the ground in December with leaves on the ground. And I checked the weather report for South Dakota, and there had been snow for weeks.
So I know he's not in South Dakota. I never believed that for a minute. That is just as far-fetched as it gets, but that's the township. It's comical. It really is. They're a bunch of clowns is what they are. It's a circus down there. They would be lying.
They could lie better.
They don't care. Look at the stuff that comes out of their mouth. It's so far-fetched most of the time. They don't even put any effort into it anymore. They underestimate people's intelligence. It's just complete disregard, disrespect.
Can I just say as well, we need to, and I'll just put this in the chat, let's get this as strong as the Memphis following. Shall I tell you why? Memphis was one dog, okay? And I'm not knocking Memphis. I'm not knocking Jeff Colton back. I'm not knocking anything about that at all, okay? But that was one dog, right? We are talking about loads of dogs and loads of cats, okay?
Well, Memphis has been a catalyst. People could understand the Memphis saga and get behind it. And that's what really started all of this. This had been going on for quite some time, but people couldn't understand what was going on.
And why? Well, this is why, everybody, and that's when everybody started sharing the information and exposing the health department to begin with. And then it went into the town council, and then it went into the Board of Health. This is how corrupt it is.
Yeah.
Here's the proof. We're not making it up. This is what's been going on for decades.
Well, the weird part is when you describe it to people, they say that they can't understand it. And I agree. I mean, it's all power and spite. And for me, all I can do is hearken back to when animal abuse was reported at the shelter and the Board of Health and the Health Department refused to investigate it. And that, I mean, for me, that was, you know, and it's like, how do you run an animal shelter and not investigate animal abuse, especially when it's being done by your employees?
They've been turning a blind eye to what goes on because they didn't care. They let the health department do whatever they wanted. If they investigated it, they would have to be accountable because they oversee the health department. They don't want that. It's all about passing the buck over there. No, she did it. No, he did it. No, they're a bunch of children. It's like I said, they're clowns. It's a circus. It is a circus.
Right now,
and for the amount of taxes that they charge in that town.
Well, we're paying about $12,000 a year.
High taxes. I mean, I don't know where they get off. If I was a taxpayer, I would be demanding to see where the hell that money was going to. Where's my property tax money going?
Sorry,
because
Pat,
God only
knows. Pat, can you just give us some figures again of just to... I mean, I always say to people, when I'm advertising, I always treat people like they're 3-year-old. Because let's face it, what you're saying is a lot to take in to the ordinary folk, okay? So
absolutely.
Please just give us some figures again. And just before you start, I just want to say to everybody, just have a look at Bloomfield Animal Shelter, right? Now, if they're getting so much money and if they're getting all these different things, right, why is there no dogs on their Facebook page? Have a look. Bloomfield Animal Shelter. Have a look at their Facebook page.
Well,
please
about,
tell me how many dogs you can see and how many cats you can see that they're trying to rehome. If that was a real shelter and they were for the animals, I'm not being funny, how many shelters have you seen on Facebook that have got no dogs and no cats on at this moment in time? That, to me, stinks without anything else. That's disgusting in my eyes.
Well,
so
I agree. For the December Board of Health meeting, I actually asked how many dogs and how many cats were at the shelter. And Ms. Lori said she didn't know, but I had already taken a look at how many cats and how many dogs were posted on Pet Finder, which is a wonderful website where people can go and take a look at the dogs and cats in animal shelters and rescues, and they don't have to go into the shelter. There were 54 cats at the Bloomfield Animal Shelter. If I remember correctly, only 26 of them were posted on Pet Finder. There were 15 dogs, and only 9 of them were posted on Pet Finder. And some had been at the animal shelter for several months and not posted on Pet Finder. Whether or not they're posting on their Facebook page is, I mean, most of the time, there's nothing posted on the Facebook page.
And I just went over all the dates of the months, how long it's been since any of those albums, photo albums, have been updated, the dogs for adoption, the cats, 6 months.
That's mad, isn't it? Absolutely mad. Pat, can you just tell us what you were saying about how much they've actually had for spaying and neutering, for instance? Just
well,
give us some of them figures again.
I've been going over the neighbor-to-neighbor tax information. And in 2010, they claimed that they spent $42,000 on spaying and neutering. Now, I have the shelter statistics that says how many animals were in the shelter. And there's no way, absolutely no way. I don't have the 2011 and 2012 in front of me. They've only filed 2011. But I think that was only 9,000 in terms of spaying and neutering. So how do you have 42,000 one year and 9,000 the next?
Absolutely.
It makes absolutely no sense. And the number of dogs and cats that come to the shelter are relatively the same every year. Now, they're claiming now that there are no kill shelter. And that's because the former shelter volunteers worked their tails off to get animals adopted.
Right.
You know, and it just, it's very, very frustrating. I mean, I volunteer in Bloomfield all the time. I can give you the list of things that I've done in Bloomfield, and this was the worst volunteering experience that I have absolutely ever had.
Good, good. Now, have you got the details? Because I heard you say one bit about office expenditure that they'd spent as well. What's that been like over the last 2 or 3 years?
I think that was Hillary that was talking about that.
The tax return I have, which I think is 2011, is over
That's
5,000.
That's the latest one.
What?
That's the latest one.
Over $5,000. There's other things on there, too. I just can't remember off the
well,
top of my head.
Well, meanwhile, they're using Bloomfield resources. They're running neighbor-to-neighbor out of the Bloomfield Health Department. There are no expenses for rent or anything like that. They're using Bloomfield phones, faxes, emails.
Letterhead.
And meeting places.
Letterhead.
Pardon me?
Letterhead. They're not spending money on anything. There's no stationary costs, and in stationary I mean like office supplies, letterheads, staples, paper clips, stamps. That's all being given to them by the Bloomfield Board of Health, not the Board of Health, the Health Department. And correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, but wasn't it stated by either one of the township members or Board of Health members that they were not allowed to use the Bloomfield Township offices to do their NTNN work?
Well, the Bloomfield employee, the Bloomfield employee handbook states that Bloomfield employees are not to work for other people on Bloomfield time. And that's exactly what's happening here.
God, Queen. It just, it's all of, I tell you what, you'd need about a week to put all of this lot together, to be fair.
All of these bullet points of corruption, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, we need like, you almost need all of this in one big, massive piece of paper and just to be able to get people to read it. But you need to put it in, if you like, shorthand so people can just read it and it can all be taken in easily.
I hate to
mean?
Say it, but people will stop at the second paragraph because they will find it absolutely unbelievable. And Karen reminds me that in the beginning, Neighbor to Neighbor was taking 25% of all donations for administrative costs. Now, you know, we were corrected by them. Now they're taking 10% of all donations for administrative costs. I can't figure out what those administrative costs are.
It's a lie.
It's just mad. I'm just going to read. Beth's just put, I'm not saying to bring the Colton Bucks into the situation, but an organized campaign with Memphis as a catalyst, it might serve the entire situation.
Well, we know that when Memphis came into the shelter, he was labeled as non-aggressive. And then later on, the Bloomfield Board of Health president sent a letter to the town council saying that when Memphis came into the shelter, he was snarling and aggressive. I mean, there have been lies from the very beginning. The Memphis thing... Memphis was initially tagged by the health department. They were going to do something called the Memphis Project, which was to videotape poor Memphis and to show how they had trained him. But from people that were there at the first videotaping have told me that essentially Memphis refused to misbehave. I mean, and so I Oprah'd the Memphis tapes from the Memphis Project, and I was told there were no tapes.
Well, in that case, I would my answer to that would be, well, get some.
Well, you know, I mean,
I mean, if they had said to me, oh, sorry, we haven't got any, I'd say, well, you've got Memphis, get some videos.
Well, you know, I have a 15-year-old German Shorthair Pointer and a 15-month-old German Shorthair Pointer in lab mix. And my guys, sweet, loving, energetic, enthusiastic, would never have passed the tests that were performed on Memphis. Absolutely never. It just appalls me. I mean, Memphis has been expected to be the perfect dog. And quite frankly, the fact that Memphis behaved as well as he did shows me that Memphis is a wonderful dog. And Memphis hasn't been to my house. I mean, but what were these folks thinking?
Yeah. Pat, just let me interrupt you for 1 minute. We've got a caller online, and I don't want to miss them before they go off. Area code 973. Hi, welcome to the show. Area code 973. Welcome to the show.
Do you have the rest of the number, Sue? Maybe I can ID who it is.
What's the next
not
number?
Not what I want to say over the radio, no.
Okay.
Just no, they've dropped the line. They've dropped the call anyway. Right. Well, listen. I'll just see if I can get hold of that person. You two just carry on talking for 1 minute, and I'll just see if I can get hold of that person. Okay.
Well, maybe we should sing, Hillary.
Oh, no, don't, please don't sing. Please don't sing. I need people to keep listening to the show, okay?
It's fine. It's fine. No, I mean, I've been to every town council.
I haven't been able to shut you two up all show, and now I say to you to please talk, then you don't say anything. Come on.
I'm talking. I'm here talking. Oh, come
well,
on, Sharon. I sing very well. In any case, you know, I keep standing up at town council meetings and talking about the unethicalness of this entire thing. And it seems like absolutely nobody is listening. I mean, I have a list of 13 things that I presented to the town council back in December. The animal abuse, the hiring of people who were non-qualified for the job, and then actually sending them to get qualified. The violations, this is the Board of Health, of the Open Public Meetings Act. I mean, letting the neighbor-to-neighbor network use Bloomfield's resources for their business, including having an official township email address and advertising that NTNN serves as the volunteer arm of Bloomfield's Division of Human Services, and then claiming that there's no relationship. Don't leave me here alone, Hillary.
I'm reading what Pebbles is writing on this chat, and Pebbles, we're all upset that Memphis is MIA. Okay? We're all upset. I know this dog personally. I'm the one who reached out to Jeff initially. So it's not like we don't care about Memphis. We have other problems right now. We can't do anything about Memphis right now. It's in Jeff's hands. Jeff is handling it. So let him.
The thing, Hillary, can I just say, though, we need to literally, let me just say firstly, they haven't shut us up, right? And nobody would shut me up. I don't care if it was over a dog or what it was over. Nobody would shut me up, okay?
He wants
secondly,
the dog back, and it was his decision. So we, you know,
yep.
They're the ones that want
him.
So we
I agree.
Really, what?
But what I'm saying is they've got a very big following with Memphis. If it means that we need to talk about Memphis at the same time of bringing this out, then we need to be talking about all of it.
I'm not understanding what's happening in the chat and why I'm addressing Pebbles at this point.
Look.
I'm not going to discuss this right now. I'm not going to argue with anyone over this. It's pointless. And it's
Memphis was the catalyst for people getting involved. I absolutely understand Jeff Kaltenbach's need to sign the agreement with the town, you know, with the Board of Health, because he's attempting to save Memphis. We
right.
all want to see Memphis back and adopted
Absolutely.
By Jeff.
Absolutely. But
we never
is,
said we didn't.
The reason that the Truth Page was set up was because on the show, as we were talking about Memphis, then that's when Bluefield all came into light as well, okay?
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, why don't we bring the Memphis situation in it? Because we need the following of Memphis to be
What do you
want to
know,
Sue? The
There's nothing to say right now. There's nothing to say right now. It's not out of our hands. It's Jeff's. He's handling it. We have nothing to do with this anymore. If
well,
you want that
well,
picture from Mike Fitzpatrick, like you keep saying, contact him and get it from him. I mean, otherwise, what are we supposed to do at this point? Memphis
is
not
my understanding.
Sure.
It is my understanding that in the agreement between Jeff and the Board of Health, that there was going to be updates on Memphis sent to Jeff, and I don't think that's happened. The other thing was that the people of Bloomfield were promised photos of Memphis that showed that he was still alive, and that hasn't happened either. So we have no idea where Memphis is. Is Memphis still alive? Has Memphis been adopted by somebody else? And I can't quite fathom, and neither can Jim Crosby, from what I understand, why the training of Memphis or the retraining of Memphis has taken so long. It makes no sense whatsoever.
This is my whole thing. That's why I say I don't believe he's in South Dakota. And I hate to say this, but God knows if Jeff is ever going to see that dog again. Maybe none of us will. They could have rehomed him from now, for all I know. Look at the way that they have handled this whole thing. We have been lied to repeatedly. I don't hold any water to anything the township says. And I'm sorry to say, that agreement they made with Jeff could be nothing but lies. They could tell him anything to get him to be quiet. Because too much stuff was coming to light.
Well, there was nothing promised.
The
no date.
The whole situation. The township is corrupt. Just because they told Jeff he's going to get the dog doesn't mean he will.
But
this
is very scary.
We might never see this dog again.
Henry,
and if anybody thinks I don't care about that, you've got another thing coming.
Yeah, but Hillary, this is the whole point. This is what I'm saying to you. We've got 40,000 people following Memphis, right? And he's still not home, right? We should be jumping on that bandwagon and saying, never mind
about
just
it. There
Memphis.
Is a legal agreement. We don't have a place to do anything anymore. We can hurt it more than help it at this point. Jeff wants to handle it. Let him handle it.
What I'm saying
is,
he signed
a
contract legally binding.
Right.
I mean,
there
we can get another caller on the line.
There is nothing. There is nothing that Jeff can tell us.
Area code 973. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sue. You're talking to me?
Yeah,
Karen?
Indeed.
Oh, my God. It's Karen Banda.
Oh, my God. That's who it is.
Hi, Karen. How are you doing,
darling? I've got to mute my computer because I'm getting...
Oh, my God. That's who it is.
Oh, jeez. Hang on.
Mute it.
I'm okay. Can you mute the... Lynn Morgan is here, too, and she's going to mute the computer for me because there's just too much. What can I add that I haven't already added in the chat?
Go for it, love. Carry on.
Well, I have to agree with Hillary. As far as Memphis is concerned, it's up to Jeff and Diana. I mean, they have the most to lose. They love that dog. They want that dog. They've put their personal and professional lives on the line for that dog, in addition to thousands of dollars. So
yep, their bank account.
It breaks my heart. I want Memphis. I wanted Memphis with them when he first took him home, but that's not up to us now. That's up to Jeff and Diana. And I, much as my big mouth would like to get involved, I don't want to be one of them. So I agree with Hillary on that. As for anything else, I don't know. I've been involved for 15 years, and all I can say, Sue, is it's different clowns, and that's the sad part.
I just want to say, right, the reason that we started this truth page up was because we did a show about Memphis, okay?
Right.
And this is where it opened up the door for all the rest, okay?
He's the catalyst. God bless that little dog. He's the catalyst.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, everybody wanted to have attention for Memphis, which is totally agreed, and I'm 100%
absolutely
behind that, okay?
Absolutely.
But the thing is, he's got a very good following, and that following we need. Okay?
The problem now, is, Sue...
It's wonderful. The point
most
that Karen and I are trying to make is...
Hillary, just let Karen have a moment, because we've got 10 minutes
to end.
Hey, Hill, you had
hold
an hour and a half.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking. But the problem is most of them are out-of-towners. Most of them are out-of-towners.
There was a good number of Bloomfielders.
There were, but most of them were out-of-towners. They don't care. Sue, I've been involved for over 15 years. They don't care, and I don't know how you make these people care. And the sad part about Bloomfield is most of the residents are totally uninvolved. And I have to say that until I got involved with the animal shelter 15, 20 years ago, I didn't know the difference between the Board of Health or the Health Department. I didn't know who the mayor was. I didn't know who my council representative was. Now I know more than I want to know. And too many people, but back then you had to get out and go to council meetings. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have, you know, all of the sources for information that you have now. Now there's no excuse for people not to be involved on any level in this town, you know, in addition to the animal shelter. And people be bothered. And I don't understand the apathy. And I don't, I was a trainer for the longest time. You cannot motivate people if they're not motivated themselves. You can give them examples. You can show them where they need to get involved. You can show where their involvement might make a difference. But if they don't want to be bothered, you know, the easy out is you can't fight City Hall, because City Hall makes it impossible on any level
Karen,
any situation.
There were
big
announcements. There were big announcements.
Pat, you had your
Board of Health. There were big announcements that the Board of Health had agreed to give Memphis to Jeff.
Exactly, but nobody knows and nobody cares. That's the problem. We know, we care. The few people in the animal rescue community know. People who have the curiosity to ask have asked me about my signs and what about Memphis. But for some reason, even if they side with Jeff and even if they want the best for the animal shelter, they can't be bothered getting themselves out. And I don't understand why they're like that or how to get them motivated. I can't. It's frustrating to me as a former trainer, because you can't motivate people to do what they don't want to do. They've either got it or they don't. And too many people don't. They keep waiting for somebody to do something. They don't realize that they can be the somebody.
Do you know what, though, Karen? This isn't just about this topic. This is about everything in the whole world.
Oh, absolutely.
This is not just about
Sue,
this topic.
I know.
This is about everything, right?
Absolutely.
But do you know what? I can actually say, with the Ask Sue show, we've made differences on this show because
Good.
We've made people hear.
Excellent.
But on the other side of that, Memphis was one dog. If people know that there is dogs and cats in that shelter, and I'm sorry, I've got to disagree, people out of Bloomfield do care, because there's Beth in there who in the world needs to know.
That's not what she meant.
Pebbles,
but Sue, I know that people outside of, Sue, with all due respect, I know that people outside of Bloomfield do care. The problem is, unless the people inside of Bloomfield care enough.
That's what she meant. The township
itself. That's the problem. That's the problem. I know how many people care. I am thrilled by how many people care. Unfortunately, with the people who are in power in Bloomfield, they don't care about public opinion. They only care about who might reelect them for their next term. That's all the mayor cares for. So if the
people
and
let me tell you, we will be running campaigns that talk about where they've stood on this issue.
And people will say that, oh, it's a dog, it's the animal shelter, but my taxes are high, and the Board of Education, and yada, yada, yada. Been there, done that. It's been over 15 years. And unfortunately, it's been the same old, same circus, different clowns. And it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. It does. And that's why I'm more into animal rescue and animal welfare than any human-related issues, because there are more people who are going to care about human-related issues than they are about, oh, it's just an animal. And they don't get it. They don't get it. I don't know how you can make them get it. And that's been my frustration for the past 15 years.
I think it comes down to money. And I think people will understand that their money is being misspent.
But how do we have to
Jeff.
Be able to prove it.
48,000 signatures did not get that dog back to Jeff. That is
what
we are trying to say.
Exactly.
That is what we are trying to say.
Exactly.
They will manipulate. They will lie.
We
they
could
will
have
148,000
Exactly.
And they will still do whatever they want.
Absolutely.
That is the way. That's what goes on.
Exactly. Exactly. And now we have a former ally who has now gone over to the quote-unquote dark side because her husband was on the Board of Health, and she gets all of her information from Karen Laurie and her husband, who was and might be a current Board of Health member. Nothing firsthand, but they have no problem screaming at and dumping on the people who do have the information and who do care and who have put their lives on the line for this animal shelter. It's unfathomable, right. Unfathomable to me. I don't understand it. It's frustrating. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I hope there's one out there somewhere. I'm hoping for
Definitely.
A female president before I die and some answer to this dilemma.
My fear is that no one's going to help us.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought up the governor earlier.
Yeah.
He's
But how do you get through to the governor? Not like there's not anything else going on in New Jersey.
No, but that's not my point. He's
no.
already gotten two police officers from Bloomfield alleviated of the complaints against them.
Yeah.
So someone on the inside has a contact with
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
How can we even go to him for help? And people
exactly.
have written him.
Well,
and he's
they don't
done
call
nothing.
Us the Sopranos.
Where do we go from here? Where
that's
do we
it.
Go from here?
That's
no one
the question.
Is helping us.
That's the question. They don't call us the Soprano State for no reason.
Exactly.
That's the sad part. That's the heartbreaking part. And the worst thing is, Sue, there are so many people willing to do the dirty work and who have done the dirty work for over 15 years at that shelter who were thrown to the curb. It's
yeah.
not even that they'd have to pay us. All they'd have to do is tell us, you're welcome back. Come on in here. We shoveled, you know, dog poop, cat poop, got thrown up on, got scratched, got bitten, got clawed, got, I mean, I've had cat hairs up my nose. I had my inside lip clawed by a cat, and that's not fun. I mean, they don't get it. How do you turn away free labor?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, this is a no-brainer, but in Bloomfield, it's suddenly a control issue. And, Sue, I first walked into that animal shelter in 1995, and it's about the shelter was opened in 1968, so we're talking close to 30 years since it was opened. It was a freaking hellhole when I walked in there, a hellhole.
Yeah.
And it's much better now physically. It really is. I have to agree with that. But
my dog,
attitude,
when Karen first started going to the shelter, was in isolation for a year and a half.
It was a hellhole, and nobody cared. And I lost my train of thought.
Oh, God.
Sorry. But anyway,
you were talking about the condition of the shelter.
It's much better than it was, but the attitude in town hall hasn't changed. The changes came about through public humiliation. Of local politicians, letters to the editor, you know, people complaining, people, mostly me, but whatever, you know, that's why I got thrown out of the shelter the first time. But that's what it took. But it took 15 years to get to this point. But the attitude is still volunteers and outside influences, whoever they may be, are the bad guys. After
yeah.
all of the sacrifices we've put in.
I adopted my first dog from the Bloomfield Animal Shelter in 1986, and I was appalled at the conditions there.
I don't even
yeah.
want to think about it, what it was like back then.
Well, I mean, it was all we could do. We grabbed the first dog I liked, and we took her home because otherwise she was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, it's better than it was,
mm-hmm.
but it's not any better if animals
no.
are being kept there.
No, the
if animals
are
not
the same.
Being adopted.
The attitude is the same, and that's the problem. I went in there one Sunday, and the shelter was full of pit bulls. I came in the next Sunday, and the shelter, the dog room was empty. There were one or two
Great.
Dogs, and the rest of them were gone. And I said to the senior ACO at the time, did they all get adopted? And I knew that couldn't have been possible.
There's no
and he
way.
Said, no, he put them all down. And I said, you put
it's
them all down? Why? Well, they were all getting bad. Pit bulls were getting bad press at the time. So he put them all down.
That's
and
nice.
Nobody had
well,
a problem with
they
that.
They still are. And the part. Of, and then the, another scary thing is the fundraising committee, especially the chair. I don't care how much she says
oh,
that she's going to deny
please.
It. She hates pit bulls.
Exactly. No problem. No argument
wait,
for
this
me.
Is very scary. This
yep.
is very scary.
Yep.
If NTNN is allowed to take over that shelter, God knows what's going to happen.
Exactly.
I'm
and that's,
sorry,
that's
but I think there's already dogs missing.
There I would not be surprised. They are keeping the animals that we know were there before they threw us out.
Mm-hmm.
And my
yeah.
heart breaks for the animals who might have fallen through the cracks since we were thrown out. You know, Aristocat, Nikki, the others
are
still there.
Finder, you know, who are not being advertised, who
yep.
are not
yep.
being
now,
shown.
Now, if MTNN was smart, which they're not,
mm-hmm.
they would be posting like crazy on Petfinder and Facebook to show,
absolutely.
Look how much we care.
Absolutely.
But they're not. So what
ladies,
does that tell you?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're running out of time. Pat, Hillary, and Karen, thank you very much, all three of you, for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Sue.
We would be happy. We would absolutely be happy to come back and discuss this with the mayor or whoever else.
Oh, I'd love
well,
that.
All I can say is I will see what I can do, okay?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good
all
job,
three
Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you very much to everybody who is in the chat room tonight. Can I please ask everybody to join the page on Facebook, The Truth About the Bloomfield Health Department. Please find it. The link is in the chat room, and we will put it onto my blog at the end of the show. Please join the Ask Sue Show group after show as well. Thank you very much to everybody who's joined us tonight, and I appreciate all of your calls and also everybody in the chat room. Thank you very much, and please join, again, the Ask Sue Show group on Facebook for all the links, and also the Ask Sue blog, which will also be put in there as well. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Good night.